O Lord, all these planets exist within yourself, and all the living entities are generated from you. Therefore, you are the cause of the universe, and anyone who meditates upon you without deviation attains devotional service. So take 7. Now we'll read together. Teshang Shupakya Yoganam Jita Swasendriyatmanam Labdha Yushmat Prasadanam Na Kutashchi Parabhavaha. Tesham Shupakka Yoganam Jita Shashendriyatmanam Labdha Yushmat Prasadanam Na Kutashchit Parabhavaha. Teshang Supakka Yoganam Jita Swasendriyatmanam Labdha Yushmat Prasadanam Na Kutashchit Parabhavaha. Teshang Supakka Yoganam Jita Sasendriyatmanam Labdha Yushmat Prasadanam Na Kutashchit Parabhavaha. Tesham of them Supakka Yoganam, who are mature mystics. Jita, control. Swasa, breath. Indriya, the senses. Atmanam, the mind. Labdha, attained. Yushmat, your. Prasadanam, mercy. Na, not. Kutashchit, anywhere. Parabhavaha, defeat. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. There is no defeat in this material world for persons who control the mind and senses by controlling the breathing process and who are therefore experienced mature mystics. This is because by such perfection in yoga they have attained your mercy. Please repeat after me. There is no defeat in this material world.
There is no defeat in this material world.
For persons who control the mind and senses. By controlling the breathing process.
Who are therefore experienced.
Mature mystics. This is because by such perfection in yoga. They have attained your mercy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The purpose of yogic performance is explained here. It is said that an experienced mystic attains full control of the senses and the mind by controlling the breathing process. Therefore, controlling the breathing process is not the ultimate aim of yoga. The real purpose of yogic performances is to control the mind and the senses. Anyone who has such control is to be understood to be an experienced, mature, mystic yogi. It is indicated herein that a yogi who has control over the mind and the senses has actual benediction of the Lord, and he has no fear. In other words, one cannot attain the mercy of and benediction of the Supreme Lord until one is able to control the mind and the senses. This is actually possible when one fully engages in Krishna consciousness. A person whose senses and mind are always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord has no possibility of engaging in material activities. The devotees of the Lord are not defeated anywhere in the universe. It is stated, Narayana Para Sarve, one who is Narayana Paro, or a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is not afraid anywhere, whether he is sent to hell or promoted to heaven. Srimad Bhagavatam 6:15-28. Teshang Supakka Yoganam Jita Sasendriyatmanam Labdha Jusmat Prasadanam Na Kurtaschit Parabhavaha. There is no defeat in this material world for persons who control the mind and the senses by controlling the breathing process and who are therefore experienced mature mystics. This is because by such perfection in yoga they have attained your mercy. So the demigods are appealing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They saw some inauspicious sign and they just approached. They approached Brahma. Yeah. So everywhere it became dark when Diti conceived these two children. And the demigods became afraid, like the effect of the sun and the moon became impaired in all the planets. And then they approached Brahma and asked, what is the expansion of darkness in all directions? And so here they wanted to know, and here in this verse they are actually mentioning that a person who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for him there is no defeat. He is never defeated. Kutaschit parabhavaha. Kutaschit means anywhere. And parabhava means defeat. For whom there is no defeat? Supakka yoganam. Supakka means very expert, very mature. Pakka means when the ripened. Paka hua phal. So, yog mein bhi aise pak jate hain. Kaccha yogi aur pakka yogi. So, who is a pakka yogi? Supakka yogi. Who has controlled his senses and the mind. Because the purpose of yoga is atho chitta vritti nirodha. The purpose of yoga is to control the chitta vritti. Chitta vritti means the activities of chitta, activities of the mind. Now, what is the way to control the activities of mind? Some immature people think that the controlling of the activities of mind means to stop thinking. But that's never possible. Can the mind ever stop thinking? Only when the mind is unconscious, when one is unconscious, then he stops thinking. That means only when one is dead, he stops thinking. Now, do we want to be dead or do we want to be alive? So if we want to be alive, that means our mind will be thinking. Why should we be? Why should we stop the activities of the mind? But we must correct the activities of the mistaken activities of the mind. We must correct the wrong activities of the mind. What are the wrong activities of the mind? The wrong activities of the mind is thinking of material things, thinking of sense gratification. The wrong activities of the mind is to think that mind is thinking, how shall I enjoy my senses? How shall I enjoy my senses. How shall I enjoy my senses? Everyone is thinking that. Now this activity is the wrong activity, and this activity is called material activity. How am I going to enjoy? How am I going to enjoy? But what is the right activity of the mind? Manmana bhava. With your mind always think of Krishna. And how do we think about Krishna? How can I serve Krishna? How can I serve Krishna? How can I serve Krishna? So there are two ways. How can I serve my senses? How can I serve my senses? And the other way is, how can I serve Krishna? How can I serve Krishna? There are two ways. How can I give pleasure to my senses? How can I give pleasure to my senses? And the other one is, how can I give pleasure to Krishna's senses? How can I give pleasure to Krishna's senses? How can I please Krishna? So which one is the wrong activity out of these two? To try to give pleasure to our senses. And what is the right activity? So when the mind is engaged in thinking how to give pleasure to Krishna's senses, that is the perfection of yoga. And the yogis generally practice this process very strongly, very effectively, and that process is very difficult. That yoga, Ashtanga yoga, is a very difficult process. But previously that was the process. That was the only way. What they used to do previously, where is the mind going? Where is the senses dragging the mind? Dhayate Vishayan Pungsha. The mind is running towards the objects of the senses, Vishayan. Mind is always running towards the objects of the senses. Don't the mind always do that? This is so beautiful, I want to enjoy this. Oh, this is so disgusting, I don't want to look at it. That's what the mind is always doing. He wants to reject what is unfavorable to sense gratification, and he wants to accept what is conducive to sense gratification. That's what the mind always doing. Always, but what is the bottom line? How can I enjoy? How can I enjoy? How can I enjoy? Oh, such a beautiful thing, I want to enjoy. So this is the way the mind is always thinking. Dhayate Vishayan Pungsha. But as a result of that, what is happening? Shangaste Supajayate. One becomes attached to that. And Sangat Sangjayate Kama, due to that, he wants to enjoy for his sense gratification. Kama. Kamat Krodho Bhijayate. And what happens? He wants to enjoy, but can he enjoy? When he can't enjoy, then he becomes angry. Then Krodhat Bhavati Sanmoha. Due to anger, he becomes bewildered. Sanmohat Smriti Vibhrama. Due to his bewilderment, he loses his smriti, memory. Smriti bhrangshat buddhi nasha. Due to the loss of memory, his intelligence is destroyed. He loses his intelligence completely. And buddhi nashat pranashati. Due to the loss of intelligence, he is doomed. So that is the materialistic way of life. So what the yogis used to do? The mind is running towards the objects of the senses. So what to do? Control the mind. Bring it. Don't allow it to go to the objects of the senses. Then how they used to do that? They used to do that through the Ashtanga yoga process. First is jam, then niyam, then asana, then pranayam. Pranayam means controlling of the breath. Now the activities of the mind and the control of breath and the breathing have a very close relationship. When the mind is agitated, how does one breathe? Very fast. And when the mind is peaceful, how does one breathe? Very slowly. Right? So, the yogi tries to slow his breathing. And eventually he practically stops his breathing. So when he has mastered that, when he practically stops the breathing process, then he is able to control the mind. And then he can withdraw the mind from the objects of the senses, which is the fifth stage of yoga known as pratyahara. And then one becomes, after pratyahara, after the mind has been withdrawn from the objects of the senses, then comes the platform of dhyana, meditation. Then dharan, and then samadhi. So dhyana is what? Meditating on what? Meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord who is situated in the heart. So what the yogi is doing? He is withdrawing his senses, he is withdrawing his consciousness, the activities of the mind from external world and projecting it into his heart. Who is in the heart? The Supreme Personality of Godhead is in the heart. So in order to meditate on the heart, one had to withdraw, pratyahara. After this pratyahara is dhyana. Then when the dhyana becomes fixed, then it is dharan. And then when one sees the Lord in the heart, that is samadhi. Now in order to, is it going to be easy? How many of you can practice Ashtanga Yoga? How many of you can stop breathing? And prior to stop breathing, you have to stop eating. And drinking. Like, do you remember how Dhruva Maharaj was performing austerity? He stopped eating. What was he eating? Ultimately, he was just eating some dry leaves. And then he stopped eating. He was only drinking a little water. Then he stopped drinking. Then what did he do? Then he stopped breathing. So, how many of you are ready for that? That kind of yoga practice. Now, that is one way of being. That was the way in the previous ages. But what is the yoga in this age? Is the process for this age Ashtanga Yoga? Then what kind of yoga is the process for this age? How is this Bhakti Yoga performed? Direct service to the Lord. And how do you serve the Lord? The Lord tells you what to do. Like in Dwapar Yuga, he said, you just worship me in the temple. In Treta Yuga, what did he say? You perform Yajna. So these instructions of the Lord are known as Yuga Dharma. The Lord comes and he establishes Yuga Dharma. He comes as a Yuga Avatar and he establishes Yuga Dharma. In Satya Yuga, he said, you meditate. Yes. Meditate and see me in the heart. And then after that, you will become a devotee. When you meditate upon me and attain the samadhi, then you will be engaged in my service. Because when you see the Lord, what will you do? Will you just stand there? When you see Krishna, what will you do? Will you stand there and go to sleep? Huh? What will you do?
Serve.
So when one develops one's link with the Lord through yoga, then the natural course is service, devotional service. So that is the way to serve the Lord. And similarly, in Treta Yuga, the Lord used to appear from sacrifice. Then when He appeared, then what everybody wanted to do? They wanted to sacrifice themselves. Please accept me. Sacrifice. So when you offer yourself to the Lord, then what are you going to do? Go to sleep again? When you offer yourself, then you are going to ask the Lord, "My Lord, what can I do for you? How can I serve you?" So in the age of Kali, what is the process of serving the Lord? Chanting the glory of the Lord. Jaggai Sankirtana Prayari. So it's a direct process. We don't have to go via medium of yoga. Other ages it was via medium of yoga, through yoga to bhakti. But in this age, Kali, direct to bhakti. Now when one is engaged in devotional service, therefore Prabhupada said, when one is engaged in devotional service, it has to be understood that he already achieved the yoga perfection, perfection of yoga. When one is engaged in devotional service, we have to understand that he has already performed all the sacrifices. He has performed all austerities. He has performed all penances. Like when you come to the roof of a building, have you covered all the other floors of the building? So, bhakti is the ultimate, the roof, the topmost part. So when you come there, then it has to be understood that you have already passed all the other floors. Now sometimes you go by the staircase, sometimes you go by the lift, and sometimes you go by the helicopter. In America there are many tall buildings, 100 stories and above. Climbing by foot is practically impossible. What happens to us? 3 floors, 4 floors, start to pant. And what to speak of 100 floors? And then, so it is very difficult. Lift is more easy. But if you go by helicopter, you don't actually go through the building at all. The other processes are going through the building, but the helicopter takes you there, lands you there. Now because you have come through the helicopter, you may think that, oh, you are not on the top floor, because you haven't gone through the other floors. But that is what devotional service is. You have been landed there. You are on top. Although you may not understand that you are on top, that means you have covered austerities, penances, sacrifice and yoga siddhi. But they all have been transcended. So that is the good fortune that has been created by the Lord in this age. Less intelligent people will say, oh, there, that's not the way. I'll go by the stairs. And he'll go 3 floor, 4 floor, 5 floor, and then he'll faint. Or give up the process. Or he'll get stuck in the 3rd floor, can't go up anymore. Doesn't get stuck in the 3rd floor, he gets stuck in the staircase. But more intelligent people will take the lift. But even more intelligent people, because they are coming from another distant place, to come to the lift may take time. But if there is a helicopter service, they will just get into the helicopter and come there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the helicopter
And Srila Prabhupada has invited us to come into the helicopter. No matter wherever you are, you will have access to this most elevated process of rendering devotional service to the Lord. So that's what he's saying, the demigods are saying. And what happens then? When you take to devotional service, because then the Lord protects you. Therefore a devotee doesn't have any fear. Because when the Lord is protecting you, who can ever defeat you? Who can ever harm you? If somebody comes to harm you, Krishna will defeat him. And Krishna can defeat any demon. It's like, this process is like a child holding on to his father's hand. When a child is with the father, does he have any fear? Even if the father is very, very weak, the father may be suffering from disease, may be very weak, bedridden. But if the child is with the father, he thinks, oh, I have nothing to worry. So if that feeling is there even for a child whose father is weak, what to speak of a child whose father is the strongest? Will he have any fear? So that is the advantage of being Krishna conscious. Devotees are fearless, like Srila Prabhupada. Abhay Charan. Abhay. No fear. Fearless. And na kutaschit parabhavaha. He is never defeated. A devotee is never defeated. In a few days, we'll start our seminar on Ramayana and we'll see. Hanuman alone caused such a disaster to Ravan. Ravan's five generals were dead. Ravan's son was dead. The seven sons of his minister was dead. With the army. Hanuman is fighting all alone. Then Indrajit came and he used Brahmastra to bind Hanuman. And Hanuman thought, after all, is Brahma's energy, Brahma's influence. So let me show respect to that. And he allowed himself to be bound. But Hanuman had the benediction that Brahmastra will not be able to bind him. Only for the time being he should be affected by that. And then but he thought that let me take advantage of this and see Ravan. So he allowed himself to be bound and he was taken to Ravan. And he had a very nice talk with Ravan. And he gave him some very good advice. But a demon doesn't want to listen to good advice. So he became very angry. So then what did he do? He burnt out the whole Lanka. Ravan actually wanted to kill Hanuman. But Bibhishan said, no, don't do that. Because a messenger should not be killed. Messenger can be mutilated, his limbs can be mutilated, he can be humiliated, he can be flogged, but he should be killed. So Ravan said, okay, I heard that the monkeys are very proud of their tail. So let us burn this monkey's tail. So they tried, they wrapped cloth on Hanuman's tail and poured oil in it and lit it in fire. And then Hanuman, what did he do? He started to jump from one house to another, burning all the houses. And those houses were built with gold and silver. and jewels. So in that intense heat, the gold and silver started to melt. The whole Lanka was burning, and there was a flood. There was the molten gold and silver started to flow in the city. How can anybody do such a thing? How could Hanuman do that? Because he was a devotee of the Lord. Because he was a devotee of the Lord, he was empowered by the Lord. And the Lord's potency is inconceivable. So what happens when one becomes a devotee of the Lord? The Lord empowers him to do some amazing thing. Otherwise, how can one monkey fight with the entire army and kill all of them? That is the power of a devotee. Therefore, the best occupation is to become a devotee of Krishna. Nowadays, people want so many different occupations. They want to do business management, they want to do computer science, engineering, want to become lawyer, they want to become so many different things. But what is the best occupation? To become the servant of Krishna. Instead of becoming the servant of some godas, dasanudas of the godas, it is appropriate to become Krishnadas. Jeev Krishnadas, ebishash, korle to ar dukkho nai. If we can recognize, if we can understand that we are the servants of Krishna, then there is no dukkha, no klesh, no suffering. So what you all have done? Have you all become Krishnadas? Have you become Goswamis? Yes. Instead of becoming Godas, become Goswami. Instead of becoming the servants of your senses, become the master of your senses. If you have to become a master, yes, you want to become a master. Then whose master you should become? Become the master of your senses. Okay, thank you all very much.